Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What should the Wild do? That is the topic. And the best in the business, Lou Nanny, is kind enough to join us. Like Rena previously, like all of our guests, Louie is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Louie, I was a pleasure last week. The news, obviously leaked by the agent, comes out that Kirill and his agent have turned down a contract that would have paid him per year the most of any player and total the most of any player. Now, that may not last more than 10 minutes after Connor McDavid signs and re-signs with Edmonton, if he does. But you have this news now, Louis, where 8 years, $128 million, and the agent says no. So Billy Guerin calls you and says, Louie, you faced scenarios like this before. What should I do? What would you tell him?
Well, basically I told him on the radio when I was on with Dan Barrero months ago, I said, he is not signing for $16 million. He's going to get $18 million, whether it's from the Wild or somebody else. So this is no surprise to me. The amount of 16, you just hit the nail right in the head, Chad. It's only going to last for 10 minutes till Connor McDavid signs, unless he gets maximum now. And then next year, somebody else will go buy the maximum because the salary cap keeps going up. And that's what the agents are looking at right now. They're trying to get as much as they can, even though people start saying, well, don't they want to win or how much money they're going to leave there? Well, the cap's going up. There'll be room for other people as the cap goes up. In 3 years, it's supposed to be around $110 million.
Yeah, right.
Right now, last year was $84 million. So that's not a big deal. That's not what concerns me. It's not the money that concerns me because I know he's getting the maximum. What concerns me is they haven't got to the maximum and got it done. And not because the Wild didn't do it, because the agent didn't do it. That's what really concerns me.
Well, let's pick up on that because clearly there's frustration from the Wild with the agent, and they're trying to talk to Kirill as much as they can. When you joined us at the fair, you talked about this, and even another time you talked about how this is the type of agent who likes to show off the player, that in particular when he's got players in New York or L.A. So where is the concern with Leopold and Guerin trying to appeal to Kirill himself versus the agent and what the agent might want to do?
Well, essentially that's what they got to do. And they have to somehow get to Kirill and try and get a commitment from him, or at least, you know, they know how bad, he knows how bad they want him, and they just have to reiterate that and keep telling them they need him here, and they're looking to build a Stanley Cup winner, but it's got to be around him, and they don't want to lose him. And the agent, whenever they have a talk with him, somehow, some way, they got to try and get him to agree. But he's difficult. He's in New York. He likes to parade around town with his players like Panarin and Shesterkin, that the Russians are on the Ranger team. I thought Panarin was going to end up going to Florida years ago when he signed to the Rangers, and Dale Talon was the general manager of Florida, and he told me he thought he had him, and sure enough, he didn't. He ended up going to New York. So that's why I've always been concerned, and I'm going to be concerned until he signs, if he signs.
Are the Wild making a mistake right now picking up on what you said to the first answer, if they aren't offering $18 million right away?
Well, I think the agent knows that was it, and you could second guess and say, well, you should have just gone to 18 and let them know it's there and try and get it done. But they felt in good faith, this is the most money ever, that was going to be something that was really going to impress them. But I didn't think it would, because I've seen this act before. This is something. Actually, I was doing games of the Wild in Seattle. What was that, last January or November, whenever I did the game. And a bunch of us went out to the game, to dinner the night before the game. And I bet one of the guys a nice little chunk of change. And I can't remember which one it was, because he was betting on 16. I said, he'll never take 16. He's getting 18. Yeah. But now nobody's owning up to who it was that bet me.
Would you consider offering Kirill 4 years, 3 years? Would that be? So you would not?
I would. Well, let me put it this way. If I had to take him 3 years, yeah. Or four, yes. In fact, I wouldn't mind doing four, because of his injury before and his age.
Yep.
And the Leafs, it gives us 4 years as a Wild to try and get a team there that's going to challenge for the Stanley Cup. And then I think I can't see his agent in any way, shape, or form taking 4 years and thinking he's going to come back. And unless he plays like he does for the next 4 years. And if you're on the business long enough, you know that the prime productive years are 23 to 29, not 29 to 35.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why an agent would be that dumb to take that bet. Plus, on top of that, he has to hope that he doesn't get injured during those 4 years. And so I would take him for four, yes, in a heartbeat.
20.
I'd take him for four right now.
Yeah, he's 28.
And I'd give him 18 right now too.
Yeah,
and I'd give him 18 for four. I'd be happy to do that. I think because after that I wouldn't have to go much higher than that, and maybe not as long. In other words, not add another 4 years to it.
There is, and Lou Nanny's with us, the most recognizable voice in hockey in this state, and he has been decade after decade after decade. It's 15 past one. Chet Hartman here on CCO. There's a risk of injury for both sides, Louis, right? Kirill
right.
turns this down, and maybe it's a notable injury where he's 95% himself, or he's 90%. There's also the risk of injury for the Wild where Kirill gets hurt. He says, listen, if I'm just not going to play, I'll just wait this out and hold on until free agency, which is a year away. So if a team or two calls Guerin now and they make a substantial offer for Kirill, not a fake one, not kicking the tires, but a couple young players, number of draft choices, would you listen at all?
You always listen, but I'd have to say that I'd have to be assured in my own mind that he wasn't going to sign with us. You always listen, but you have to know that unless something fluky happens, you're not going to get the type of player that Kirill is back.
Yeah.
You have to remember, as a Wild as well, he's a franchise player, the best we've ever had here with the Wild, and he's got to... He's got to be taken care of and getting in the lineup if they can, because the season ticket holders I don't want to take a chance on what their reaction would be. And so you only listen if you're convinced. I mean, you listen always, but you only make the deal if you're convinced he's not going to sign with you.
At the trade deadline, you would have no choice, though, right?
Yeah, no choice. Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it also possible that as much as Billy was at the fair and he said, we have as good a young group as anybody, where Kirill wants to see this? He wants to see you're off. He wants to see if Walstead can bounce back. I mean, a couple of years ago, he was the number one rated goalie in the minors on the planet. Now he's had a couple bad years where he's sick of losing in the first round. He wants to see what Rossi can do. He wants to see what Boehm could do. And so he wants to wait about 15, 20 games to see if some of these young guys can live up to what Billy and Hines are telling them they're going to turn out to be.
Well, to a point, I agree with you. But you also have to remember, he doesn't know where he's going. So what's he going to see there that he knows he's going to be anywhere that's going to challenge for the Stanley Cup? Because he's going to be taking up a substantial amount of cap space. And unless you go to a team with that kind of cap space, which means then they don't have the kind of players that Kirill is.
Yeah, right.
So are you getting boxed into that situation? The key is, if a guy really wants to be there, he says he likes it, he wants to be here, he likes his teammates, then he does it. Yes, if you think there's, and believe me, they can say what they want. This agent's talking to other teams right now.
Oh, for sure.
You're not supposed to be talking to him. Yeah. But what if happened? He's given a lot of what-if scenarios, you know, and he's checking the salary caps of the certain teams that he wants, and basically looking at New York and saying, how can Kirill's salary fit in there when you got Panarin,
yeah,
you got Adam Fox, you got Shesterkin, you got a lot, you know, you got quite a few good players there. How are you going to fit him in under the cap with more money? So, you know, it costs more to live in New York. There's so many, yeah, factors involved. And the only one that matters is that agent, what he's trying to do for himself rather than Kirill. That's what's bothering me.
The Billy Sushi of Manhattan costs more than the Billy Sushi of Minneapolis. Okay.
<Yeah. laughs>
Let's be clear about that. So on the trade idea, what sort of value appreciation would they lose if, let's say, they shock us and they have more talks and Billy just is convinced the agent will not allow Kirill to sign here and he shocks us and 2 weeks trades him versus he waits until the deadline and then there's 30 games left? Are you getting significantly less if you trade him in early March?
Well, you can't really tell because you don't know where he's going at that time. And when you look at it, if you want to get something and the people that are really going to be able to fit him in might not bid what they have to bid to get him, they might be willing to take a chance and say, okay, trade him to somewhere else. He's still not signed.
Yeah,
so maybe
right.
we'll get him in the offseason there. That's what happened, essentially. That's what happened to Ratanen, you know. Fortunately, Carolina made a deal and got something for him before he became the free agent.
Right.
You're really gambling at that situation. You're not sure. You're not sure what you're going to get because you don't know who's going to be willing to step up and are they going to be able to fit him in? Are they going to be able to sign him? And so if he was going to deal him and someone came with a real, I mean, tempting offer that gets you close, then you might take it now and take a chance and get whatever you got coming into the team. But I have to tell you, the one thing you can't be betting on only is draft choices. You got to put somebody in that lineup.
Yeah.
You got to put somebody in the lineup because draft
would be an awful message to the fan base.
Yeah,
right?
It could 3 or 4 years for unless you're getting the number one or two pick that could make him.
Yeah.
And you know, make a difference. But it still doesn't mean he's going to be as good as Kirill. But at least you got to win the lottery to get it. So if he's going somewhere, that team's not going to be in the lottery.
No, he's not staying there. He's not going to San Jose.
Yeah, so now you're looking at 3-4 years for those draft picks. So you got to get people who are going to fit in the lineup.
Last thing, and it's tied to the Wild and the Wolves. Let's start with the Wolves. The Wolves, they don't want to play at Target Center anymore. So they want out. They want out. The Wild are trying to negotiate significant money on improving Grand Casino Arena. They tried that last year at the Capitol and were shot down. Do you see a realistic scenario where both teams could be playing in the same arena 5 years from now?
Definitely I do, without a doubt. And I've already thought about that. We would have ended up playing in the Target Center had Marv Wolfenson given us the right to put the advertisers we want on the boards during our games. We had everything else agreed to. And then when he wouldn't give me that, then I said, then there's no deal.
Yeah.
But I just, you have to remember this. The Timberwolves have gotten money. The Vikings have gotten money. The Twins have gotten money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money from the state. St. Paul's only got one thing in that town, and that could really hurt downtown if that ever leaves.
A lot.
I don't see how. I know St. Paul would step up to bat. The city knows they'd have to step up to the bat, but I don't know how the state can turn the Wild down after, you know, they made so many accommodations to other sports in the state. And that would be a disaster for St. Paul. I think then you'd find something happening like, who knows, Arden Hills or any other place that,
right.
where they have some space and the two teams together could do it.
That's it.
And they'd work on an arrangement where they share in the revenues of the suites and the nights and they do it in other cities.
Yep.
They do it in Chicago. They do it in New York. They do it a lot of other places. I definitely could see that because both those teams are attractive to any community, and they would put up a fantastic building, and I think be very successful.
Fabulous as always. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, Chad. Bye.
Lou Nanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.